Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we continue our discussion today on how you define yourself. And up until now, we've been talking about external factors that really relate to how you define yourself, whether it be your job or your looks or something outside you that you feel defines you. But today I want to go a little bit deeper than that. And I want to talk about the external side of how you define yourself versus the internal side. Because at the end of the day, the external stuff is all going to go away. If you live long enough, you're going to lose your looks eventually. Your physical abilities, no matter what they are, will deteriorate as you get older. Your relationships, many of them will come to an end. And I hate to be morbid, but if you're not prepared to adapt and find your happiness from other sources as you move forward, you could find yourself alone and depressed later in life. I mean, that's just how things work out. But the one thing we know is that human beings are very resilient. And despite we all have mourning periods and things get tough, if we can hang in there, time heals things and we can continue to move forward. The point here is that not only are you bigger than any single attribute that you can point to externally, you're bigger than every single attribute you can point to externally. Because what's inside you and what's within you is far greater than any external thing, right? Who you are is bigger than your job or your life situation. Who you are is just a bigger situation than all of that. And so if you take the time to look at how you define yourself, realize that you're this multifaceted, resilient human being. When life changes, you change with it. You have to stay open to new things that bring you joy. And just remember, you have to take that time to acknowledge the bigger picture to truly appreciate it. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe and you can do it on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving in the direction you want to go in life, and I would love to be that person for you. It just means getting here for a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about tuning into the mindset of past experiences and past positive accomplishments you've had in your life. For today, I just want you to contemplate the fact that you are more than your life situation. You are more than your job. You are more than the possessions that you own. You are more than the life circumstance that you find yourself in. Define yourself from this perspective, and everything else falls in line.